I'm Phil Nee with a look at sports. The Ithaca boys basketball team continues to score a lot of points. On Monday night, they ran past Nisida 76-53 in a non-conference game played at Ithaca. The Bulldogs opened up a 10-point lead in the first half and led 36-29 at the break. They would score 40 points in the second half during a balanced attack. Four players scored in double figures for Ithaca. They were led by Houston Boland with 17, Devin Iam and Cody Burns each tallied 16, and Caden Keller had 15 points. Keller and Burns each made 3 3-point baskets, while Boland made 2. Ethan Burkram and Sam Jones each had 4. Dalton Iam and Keegan Jones each scored 2 points. The team shot 6 for 9 from the line. Nisida's Luke Murphy had 15 points, while Elijah Peak made 4 3-point baskets and ended with 14. The Cardinals made 9 3-pointers and went 2 for 4 from the line. Ithaca won the JV game 49-29 in the early contest against the Cardinals. With a 76-53 varsity win, the Bulldogs are now 8-8 for the season. They will travel to Azekah Steuben tonight for a Ridge and Valley Conference game. The Cardinals fell to 3-9 on the season. They will host New Lisbon on Thursday. Also in boys basketball last night, Hillsboro over Lafarge, 69-36. It was Miles Ravenscroft with 25 points, 12 rebounds, and 6 assists. And Braun Jersley had 15 for Lafarge. William Wirtz had 15 to lead the Wildcats. It was Kickapoo over Westby last night, 79-45. Arlen Walter at 18, Malachi McCauley 16 to lead the Panthers. A victory for Wonewoc Center over Cooley Christian, 90-61. Columbus 83, Cuba City 64. Belleville 62, Abundant Life 52. Waterloo over Wisconsin Heights, 67-47. Sauk Prairie beat Fort Atkinson, 52-49. Reedsburg 75, La Crosse Logan 63. Adams Friendship top Baraboo 56-51. And Portage over Westfield 74-67. Girls basketball last night, Seneca with a win against Ithaca Weston, 46-40. Mineral Point 44, Fenimore 28, Lancaster 46, Galena 33. Viroqua 61, Brookwood 46. DeSoto over Cashton 43-36. Cuba City 45, Belmont 29. Albany Monticello 59-47 over Broadhead. Monroe beat Judah 59-51. Reedsburg over Wisconsin Rapids, 71-68. Wisconsin Dells got the win against Winneconne, 64-54. And Sparta over La Crosse Logan, 67-61 in girls basketball. Tonight's schedule will be on hand at Richland Center High School as the Hornets play host to non-conference opponent Sparta. Ithaca travels to Azekah Steuben, River Valley at Sauk Prairie, Riverdale is at Mineral Point, Boscobel at Cuba City, Darlington visits Fenimore, Pecatonica at Highland, Weston scheduled to go to North Crawford, Hillsboro at Brookwood, Lafarge at Kickapoo, DeSoto at Seneca, and Viroqua at Westby, Dodgeville at Broadhead, Southwestern at Iowa Grant, River Ridge at Belmont, Schulzburg visits Potosi-Cassville, Barneveld at Monticello, Reedsburg at Toma, and Mauston at Wisconsin Dells. Girls basketball tonight, Highland at Ithaca Weston, Boscobel at River Valley, Riverdale at River Ridge, Platteville at Aquinas, Wonewoc Center visits Hillsboro, Kickapoo at Lafarge, Royal at Bangor, Westby at Viroqua, Nisida at Cashton, also Dodgeville at Schulzburg, Benton at Iowa Grant, New Glarus at Wisconsin Heights, Baraboo at Beaver Dam, La Crosse Logan at Mauston as well. Last week, it was an accomplishment for a Riverdale boys basketball player as Bevan Dennis became the second Riverdale player to go over 1,000 points in his high school career. Bevan is just a junior. I spoke with him last week.
It feels great. You know, I've been pretty close for the last couple of games. It's kind of been on my mind. I tried not to play any different, but it's kind of hard, you know. And, yeah, I'm just finally glad to get it off my shoulders, you know.
I was curious whether you were privy to the information that you were getting close or not, but did that put a little pressure on yourself then or not?
Yeah, it did. It was, I missed a couple easy shots because of it, probably, I'd say. And, yeah, it was a lot going through my head, though. It was pretty rough, yeah.
What do you think you have to do if you're going to play well the rest of the way and maybe make some wins here in the end of the year?
I think we got to move the ball more on offense. We're settling a lot for threes. We got to get some better looks at the rim, easier looks. And, you know, I know we can do it. We play well in practice. We just haven't been hitting shots recently, but, you know, they'll start falling.
Let me ask you if you remember the very first point you made for Riverdale on varsity.
No, I don't think I do. Maybe Seneca against some freshman year? I'm not sure.
I just wondered if it was a three or a two or a free throw or any recollection.
I think it was a fast break layup, pretty sure.
Yeah. Awesome. You know, we had a chance to do this in front of your home fans, which is big, I know, and you got a good support network there. But how did that feel to get over 1,000 in a really good game against Fenimore?
Yeah, it felt great. You know, I mean, it's pretty surreal when you look around and everyone's cheering for you. And, yeah, I mean, I don't know. I can't really tell you what I was thinking. I was kind of, my mind was blank. I was trying to focus on the game, though, because it was a pretty tight game, and I just really wanted the win.
You get the best defense lots of times, too. I mean, you have to overcome a single double team or whatever, you know, against Darlington. I think you had triple team, but, you know, how do you overcome that? How do you get ready for that?
You know, I just try and watch a lot of film, prepare, try and let my teammates know what I'm seeing, and then tell them what to look for so I can try and help out as much possible on offense, even when I'm kind of not having a good night or trying to, they're taking me out of the offense a lot, so yeah.
Riverdale junior Bevan Dennis, who eclipsed 1,000 points in his Riverdale High School boys basketball career. Adam Schaefer, the first to do it a few years ago with Riverdale. Bowling scores. Major bowling league action last night. Series high, Lonesome Dove Tavern, a 36-13. Frazier Home Improvement, 34-84. Richland Family Restaurant, 34-65. Lonesome Dove Tavern at 12-28. Richland Family Restaurant, 12-18. Frazier Home Improvement, 11-90. Top series, Dan Schweinefuss, 6-32. Brian Klebisaddle, 6-19. Wyatt Detweiler, 6-15. For the high game honors, Kerry Geis, 245. Dan Schweinefuss, 233. Chris Pardoon, a 230 in Major Bowling League action. Spending big didn't mean winning big for the Packers in the 2025 season. General manager Brian Gutekunst has a strong track record in the area, but things just didn't work out. Only 10 teams spent more than the $131 million that Green Bay invested in free agency. Despite that, the franchise went from 11 wins in 24 to 9. Seven free agents played 1,439 snaps. Seattle's big three, Sam Darnold, Cooper Kupp, and DeMarcus Lawrence, totaled more than 2,400 snaps. Elliott Wolf was once with Green Bay. He is now the general manager for the New England Patriots. He remembers fondly his time in Green Bay.
Nothing but great times in Green Bay. You know, obviously some tough losses in championship games and division rounds and things like that, but it's really shaped me into who I am today. Learned from a lot of great people and just the Packers are a first-class organization.
And the Bucks are reported to be making counteroffers to other NBA teams trying to get superstar Giannis Antetokounmpo. After rebuffing all offers the last few seasons, ESPN reports Milwaukee is actively engaging a few teams in a trade that could alter the entire league. The Miami Heat, the Golden State Warriors, the Minnesota Timberwolves, and the New York Knicks are at the front of the line right now. The Bucks are asking for a young blue-chip talent and several valuable draft picks in return. The trade deadline is coming up on Thursday. The Bucks play at home tonight against Chicago's Bulls. I am Phil Nee with sports.